Pat, the dealership called. My car will be here tomorrow. I'm very pleased. You bought me something very expensive. My sweet little cash piggy. When I met you, you could barely spend a grand on yourself. And now, you're an international shopper. I know you are. And it turns you on, doesn't it? You like being my human ATM. It makes your perverted cock hard, thinking of all the ways I'm gonna spend your money. Of course it does. That's why I'm going clothes shopping today. I'm going to spend tens of thousands of your hard-earned dollars. I'll make that cock nice and stiff. No, I'm set for lingerie. The stuff you bought me arrived this morning. It's exquisite. You did a very good job. As a reward, I'm going to start putting your new budget together today. So don't even think about touching yourself. Why don't you transfer me some more money? Let's say 1,000. Good boy. I've been thinking of a new business venture I want you to fund. So, I'm going to need a meeting with your board of directors. Oh dear. My sweet cash piggy doesn't like that idea. What's wrong? Then don't worry about it for now. Of course I'm not angry. You're my sweet tech boy, my handsome little ATM. If you don't feel comfortable, you don't feel comfortable. We'll revisit it later. You're still worried, aren't you? All right, let's calm down. Do you remember when you first came to me? All that stress, all that doubt, wondering if your girlfriend really cared about you or your checkbook, all the money in the world, and yet you're still the unpopular nerd inside, trying to impress girls. If your parents are proud of you or the money you made. More money than brains and no idea what to do with it all. And were you happy? Exactly. It felt good the first time you gave me your banking password, didn't it? You didn't have to wonder about the best ways to spend your money. That's why you pay me. You like giving up your control to me. You want me to invade your personal life like this. You love when I tell you how to spend your money. It makes you hard when I tell you what to buy me. It makes you even harder when I spend your money myself. It's why I have a secondary credit card from your account. Money causes you so much stress. You know you don't deserve it, and that's why you don't fight it. That's why you sought me out. You need me to take it from you. You don't feel guilty when I'm the one making demands. It's just easier to let go. That's what you want, isn't it? There's no need to be ashamed. You need the assurance that I won't reject you like the others. Of course I won't. As long as you buy me everything I want, I'll be your mistress forever. And you'll be my treasured pet. My rich tech boy. You never have to worry about being rejected or humiliated again. That's why this is better than dating. I'll never get tired of you or get annoyed that you left the seat up again. No, because I'll always have bills, won't I? So I'll always need you. And you want to be needed, don't you? I deserve to be compensated for keeping your self-destructive behavior in check. That's why you're safe with me. You need to be corrected because you have more money than common sense, just burning a hole through your pocket. I know, Pat. I know. It's all right. There. Feeling better? Manners. Aren't you forgetting something? You're welcome. Now, our time's up. Call me at 2 o'clock tomorrow. I'm standing outside the store. What type of clothes should I spend your money on? Good idea, Pat. I want you to take your cock out for me. You may touch yourself quietly while I shop. I don't want to hear any moaning, understand? Remind me again, Pat, why is that? That's right. Wallets don't talk. I'll keep you on speakerphone. I'm going inside now. Be quiet, Pat. Hello, I'm here for the 2 o'clock. Yes, thank you. I'm looking for dresses and a few other things. Something casual for date time. That sounds lovely. For evening wear, I'm looking for something long, bare shoulders, preferably purple. And I've got a business meeting coming up, so something classic. Be patient, Pat. I'm readjusting the webcam. There. And this dress here, this is Duchess Satin, and it cost you a pretty penny. Thank you, Pat. What do you think of the neckline? And the back? No, that's all I bought today. I'll get more for our weekend call. Oh, wait, actually, there was one more outfit. Hold on. Do you like seeing me in a business suit? I have a meeting coming up. Don't worry about it. Oh, I have good news for you. I finished your budget. It should be in your email now. Take a look. Right now. I'll wait. After all, you're paying me. What do you think, my sweet wallet? Of course it's enough. You're wasting far too money on your tech toys. I realize it's hard for you to relate to how average people live, but $4,000 for personal spending is more than a lot of people make in a month. So, be grateful. No, not tomorrow. Not until you review it with your accountant. Don't try that with me. When I took you on as a client, part of the agreement was that you'd maintain your own accountant and make sure you aren't spending more than you can afford. Skipping that is not an option. I'm not going to spend your money if you won't do your part of the bargain to make sure you're looked after financially. You're welcome. For the rest of your take-home pay, after your monthly expenses are deducted, you'll tithe half of the remainder directly to me, and the other half you can use for whatever you like. No, you have a separate amount for your gift budget. Look further down. That's absolutely out of the question. You know better than that. Good. Now, about my idea that I mentioned yesterday, I'm getting into cryptocurrency. Oh, you're going to love the name. Bitcoin, obviously. What do you think? Isn't it? Here's the thing, Cash Piggy. This is going to cost millions. I want you to back it. I want a meeting with your board of directors. Look, darling, I get it. I understand your reluctance. There's a lot at stake. Not just your money, but your standing, your reputation. But you know me by now. You know that I always get what I want. Eventually. Yes, this is bigger than anything I've asked of you. And that's what will make it so good. I'm not just going to spend money. I'm going to make more of it. It's not your money anymore. It's mine. And I'll do with it as I please. What? You want to meet in person? Really? You've never wanted to meet with me before. What's changed? I see. And that would make you more comfortable about introducing me to your board? Tell you what, ask me again after you've met with your accountant, and we'll set a day. I want to see your accountant this week. Then, if you want to see me spend money in person, I'll bring you shopping. You can be my bag carrier, or you can wait at home for me while I shop. Either way, I'll model all the things you brought me in person. How about that? All right. And if you're a very good boy, you can jerk yourself silly while I show you all my jewelry. Do you like that idea? Good boy. Just imagine it, Pat. When you fund Bitcoin, it's going to be the biggest thing you spend on me yet. That excites you, doesn't it? Tell me the truth. Is thinking of me spending more money making your perverted cock hard? How hard? That must be so uncomfortable. Why don't you take your pants down for me? I want another video for my collection. Then they better knock first. It wouldn't do for your assistant to see his boss jerking off, would it? You may lock the door. Make it quick. Start recording. Now, nobody will see you with your cock in your hand except for me. Unless, of course, you're a bad boy and I send these videos to your family. Unbuckle your belt. Good pet. Unzip yourself slowly. Now, ease your trousers down to your thighs. And your underwear, too. Yes. I want to see your bare ass on that fancy executive's chair. Go on. You know the rules. Tell me exactly what you're doing to yourself. How are you touching your cock? Then slow down. I don't want you coming too fast. You deserve to enjoy this. You do. You always deserve tenderness and kindness, pet. Even if you don't deserve your bank account, you deserve this. So, go on. Tease yourself gently. Cup your balls just like I would. They're always so nice and full. So, give them a nice soft rub for me. Pretend it's my lips kissing over your sack, licking and exploring you carefully. Very good. You may use one hand to stroke your cock. Yes, keep stroking that hard cock for me. Let me hear how eager you are to please me. Up and down. Up and down. That's it. You're doing so well. You're such an obedient money slave. And because you're so obedient, each time you pump your hand up and down, you're going to thank me. I want to hear, "Thank you, Miss Pinky. I'm your cash piggy. Understand?" Oh, I love it when you say that. Being such a good pet, my obedient ATM. I want you to spend a little more time on the head now. Rub your cock head, ease your thumb over the tip for me. Does that feel good? You're moaning so loud, you practically squeak like a new leather wallet. Keep stroking up and down. It's okay to lose yourself in this. It's okay to feel pleasure and to do something for you. You can let go of your worries along with your dignity when you submit to me. just like that. You don't even need to see me, do you? Just the idea of me telling you what to do gets you ready to blow. What would your employees think if they saw this? Mr. CEO, with his fancy suits and his expensive watch, bare-assed at his desk and jerking his cock for his mistress. Oh, wouldn't they be shocked? It's very naughty that you're tugging on your cock for me, and you pay me to tell you to do it. That got a reaction. Good little cash piggy. If you thought that was hot, wait until you hear this. When you're done, I'm going to buy myself some furniture. Well, you're going to buy me some furniture. Are you close? And what do we say when we're about to come? That's right. Ka-ching, ka-ching, ka-ching. Go on. Say it for me. Let go, little cash piggy. Good boy. Ooh, just listen to you. Get it all out for your mistress. There you go. You're such a slutty little submissive. My perverted cash piggy. You must feel better now that you've emptied your balls again for me. I know you do. Don't wipe it up yet. Make sure you get a nice shot for the video. Good boy. Go ahead. I want you to upload that video tonight. More evidence for the folder. I need to keep you in line so you stay my good pet. I know, you're very good. I'm pleased with you. Now you may get dressed. Before you go back to work, send me a payment of $10,000. Your mistress needs more retail therapy, 'cause keeping you in check is hard work.